That's what we were in the bill of Biralacha. So we did yesterday. I think the pshat that we said yesterday is not bad. I just want to go over the contrast, the other pshat. The Biralacha's basic question is, let's just say quickly outside. I know, you know, quickly outside is always the never comes out true. So, but we'll try anyway. So basically, he wants to explain the machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, according to Yoh Rabba, learns out that the Chiyah Mitzvah is a tenth. And the Beis Yosef says, any Odeya, where he gets that from. So the Mishnah Biralacha explains that obviously the Rabbeinu Yeruchim sounds simple. He gets it from Staka. And where's the Beis Yosef? So he said, because the Beis Yosef, oh, that Staka is not a Mitzvah of Eretz, and here's a Mitzvah of Eretz. So that answer, Gufa, causes another problem. If Staka is not a Mitzvah of Eretz, so how did Tavis and the Rush bring Evaza Yosef Mechaimesh from Staka? So he answers that over there, they're only bringing that what's considered a chashi to lose all your money. And then it's 2 + 2 = 4. Our Gemara said when there's a chashi, you're going to lose all your money, you don't have to do a mitzvah of eretz. And over there, we see that if you lose all your money, that if you spend the fifth, there's a chashi, you lose all your money. So maybe that's a good right. Okay, yesterday, I believe that Binyamin Simon said, Yampes Simon said that he can do dinzuk on that raya because there's different levels of shash. So maybe when it comes to mitzvah sheino veres, so there's a 10% shash, so you might lose all your money. So chazal, we're worried for that. But for a mitzvah veres, a 10% shash isn't good enough just because. It says by a mitzvah overa a shein overas that that's considered a chash doesn't necessarily mean that it's a chash for other things. You know, it depends how you have to weigh the pros and the cons. You know, there's a chash. Okay, so what if there's a chash? So what do you do when there's a chash? So if it's not a mitzvah shein overas, okay, so you should be careful. You know, a guy wants to. You know, you have it all the time. A guy comes along and says, my car safety belt's not working. What should I do? Say, well, don't drive. Yeah, but my wife has to go to the hospital. You know, she don't have a baby. You know, you tell them to drive. Just drive carefully. You know, even if the guy says, well, but I don't have any food for Shabbos. How's somebody tell them to drive without your safety belts, right? So it depends. Akshash is only akshash depending on what the other tzad is. So that's what Binyan Pesach said. It's just we didn't, according to the Chafetz Chaim, it's a little schwer because, in other words, if the two shashes were accomplishing the same thing, then you could say, but it's over there, it's just saying, because of that chashash, Chazal made a takana, ayivaz et yaisa mechaimish. Here you want to say, because of this chash, you don't do a mitzvah of eretz. So that the same degree of chash is equal. Right? I think that right? Am I quoting you correctly? I don't know. Are you here? What?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. I don't see you, but okay. But I'm missing Phoenix. But okay, but I think that was your question. It sounds like a good question. I also had a different question. I don't think I asked it yesterday, that it's a little schwer in the lush. We said that according to the Chafetz Chaim, so what's the machlokes between the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Beis Yosef. If the Beis Yosef is right that Staka is a mitzvah she'ena overes, so how does Rabbeinu Yeruchim bring a raya from there? So we said yesterday, maybe there's a different answer, but we said because even Beis Yosef would admit that there are cases that it's a mitzvah overes. if there's no one else that can give the staka. We gave a few examples. The person's going to miss his bus unless you give him the money. The person he needs the money immediately, and there is no time to go collecting. So there could be cases of staka, which is a mitzvah of eretz. So according to the Beis Yosef, you would have to be making okimta that when the Chazal say that staka, you don't pay more than a tenth, it's only speaking about a case of a mitzvah shein overes. And the Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that when Chazal say you don't spend more than a tenth, it's talking about all cases. That's what we said yesterday. So that's also a little daichik, because the Lashon of the Beis Yosef, I get the exact Lashon here, he quotes it, he says, "V'lo yadati minayino." I mean, it's a very strong Lashon. "Lo yadati minayino." According to this chat, it's very obvious where minayino. Again, you're the daichik, the Beis Yosef. You're making it okimta. You're saying that when Chazal say staka, you only pay a tenth, is only talking about in a chinam. Those are most cases, but not all cases. You're limiting the Chazal to a limited number of cases. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is very good. He says when Chazal say that staka is to a tenth, it's talking about in every single case. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim has a very good raya. Now, you want to say the Beis Yosef says it's not a raya mechrachas because you're allowed to limit it. Okay, I can hear that, but you don't say any odeya minayino, right? I mean, any odeya means with the lashon again. Any odeya lo yadati minayino, right? Lo yadati minayino means I don't understand what he's saying. The way the Chafetz Chaim sets it up, Rabbeinu Yeruchim makes very, very good sense. Okay, there's room to disagree. But that's not the lashon. Because I go ahead and I daichik your raya because I make an okimta and I say, I don't understand where you got what you said. That's not, right? You know what I'm saying? Any of them means I don't understand where you're coming from. Not that I understand what you're saying. I just say that I can give a daichik to get out of your raya.
When the Chafetz Chaim says that it's a mitzvah she'ena overes, that staka is a mitzvah she'ena overes, what does he mean by that? Because then he goes, v'afilu im ikaniim dekaimi. But what does he mean in the first part, the shamu mitzvah she'ena overes?
Because you can give staka to other aniim later. Tomorrow you'll give staka.
Isn't he basically saying that staka is never, it's always, there's never a situation on mitzvah she'ena overes?
Well, I don't know about that, because he says in the words, he says, I'm trying to find the words. PMIGANIM DEKAIMI. In other words, I can. HALO YACHOL IS KAIMA DE ACHERIM. So, what if it's not YACHOL IS KAIMA DE ACHERIM? I mean, you know, it, by definition, it's LOSHIN IS MASHMA, that it is an unused KAIM, and it's not EFSHER DE KAIMA DE ACHERIM. You're the only guy in town that has money. You're the richest guy in town. No one else has money for this. I mean, it's not such an uncommon case that if you don't do it, it's not going to get done. You know for sure. You're the only person that no one else can afford this type of, can go ahead and give this type of money. The person, or that there's no one else around, or the person, like I said, he needs the money right away. The bus is leaving. The Chafetz Chaim says the Farish, the reason why it's a not overis, because Efshar de Acherim. So what about a case that's not Yochol is Kaim Adei Acherim?
In fairness, doesn't the Chafetz Chaim go on to explain to Rabbeinu Yeruchim not like we said in the very next part? He learns Rabbeinu Yeruchim differently. It sounds like he's saying that Rabbeinu Yeruchim, sort of like what Mr. Gold is saying, it's not pshat that they're arguing if it's staka could be mitzvah veres. He says a different pshat.
Okay, we'll have to see. But so we say even Rabbeinu Yeruchim doesn't hold of this,
right?
So then
I hear Rebbe's kasha. So what about on the island?
It just makes the kasha though even better. don't learn Rabbeinu Yeruchim. In other words, this is
another reason.
Now it's a possibility in Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The ma'aseh, where does he? In other words, Where does the Chavetz Chaim get to learn different pshat, and where does he base yais and get to say any odeya? So you have to say that it's such a bad pshat.
Maybe we're misunderstanding the Chavetz Chaim. Maybe when he says efshay de echirim, this means be'etzim it's efshay de echirim. It's not mutol aguf. You can't. I mean, it's only mutol. You can only call a mitzvah mutol aguf if it's not in the etzim yecholas of anybody else to do it. But it's if it's be'etzim and the yecholas of someone else to do it, then that's not a mitzvah veres. It's not a
mutol. I hear, but I don't know. I don't think that's a pashtus. If no one else can do it, the Parshat Shad and Mitzvah Veres is the same as like we have by Talmud Torah, Mitzvah She'efshu Nekai Maidei Acherim. That's called the Mitzvah Veres. That the if you don't do it, there'll be a Bito Mitzvah. So if there's no one else to do it, so there'll be a Bito Mitzvah. What do I care if it's on your goof or not on your goof? I don't know.
And then I guess what I'm trying to say is that therefore it's not your being. Again, the mitzvah needs batal, but it's not your being the batal, the mitzvah.
All right, if it's chal in your guf, then it's much worse. It's much worse than just that the mitzvah by a chesed that's not going to get done. It's bad that the chesed wasn't done, but it's not like I'm being the batal in the same way.
There's a chiyav on you to do it. There's a chiyav. There's a pasuk in the Torah. After Yahafa Kamaycha, whenever we pasuk in Yahafa Chesed. The mitzvah's chesed, and the mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah directly to you. It's a mitzvah to all Klal Yisrael. But there is a, it's not like there's a mitzvah, and the mitzvah you're not doing the mitzvah. I don't know. Okay, let's go further. So I don't know. So we have these two questions on the Chavetz Chaim. Your one question is Binyamin Simon's question is that it makes the Tavis is raya. Very, very fluky, because it's a chaimesh is considered a chash that you lose all your money in one situation does not necessarily mean that it's considered a chash that you'll lose all your money in a different situation. It's not, it doesn't necessarily follow. It could be that, you know, the different degrees of how much of a chash. That depending on how severe the Indian is, that's how much we're, you know, that's what we're worried about it. I that sounds like a good question. And my question, which maybe is not a good question, I don't know, is that why would the Beis Yosef say Eini Yodea, where he's coming from, when you could just say that the Rabbi Yerucham brought a raya because he didn't want to say, he didn't want to limit the din of staka only when it's after the acherim, because there are situations where it's not after the acherim. You're right, that's also shver in the Chavetz Chaim. Why didn't the Chavetz Chaim learn that pshat, Rabbi Yerucham? Okay. All right, but that's what our pshat. So we said a different pshat, Rabbi Yerucham. I just want to put down so before we go, so we said a different pshat. That the reason why the really avada, no one would ever say that pshat in staka is a mitzvah shein overes, because everybody knows both Taisvah, the Rosh, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yerucham, everyone knows that staka could be a mitzvah overes, and Chazar are talking about all cases. And therefore, it's very good that Taisus and the Rush brought a raya from Avaze by Avaze Yosef Mechaimish, because Taka's a mitzvah of Eretz. Right? Why doesn't Taisus bring a raya from Staka that you don't have to give more than a 10? So we said a Svara, I don't remember who said it, but someone said this Svara, because the Torah. It's like the Torah. It's by other mitzvahs. The mitzvah is in all situations. The mitzvah to put on tefillin, the mitzvah to wear tzitzis, the mitzvah to shake a luda. But here, the Torah itself limited the mitzvah to a tenth. It's like meiser. The Torah said meiser is a tenth. So it's not because the reason why meiser is a tenth when you give meiser to a levi. Is that because Hashem has rachmanes on you, doesn't want you to spend too much money because you're going to go broke? It's because that's a mitzvah. the mitzvah to do a tenth. That's the share of Meiser. So so by staka, the reason why you're only chai of a tenth is because there's a din that it has some kind of dimension of Meiser, where this is the share of the mitzvah. This is the Meiser mitzvah. Right? This is the definition of the Meiser mitzvah. When you give a tenth, you hit the jackpot. You did you beautiful staka. You gave a tenth of your money to staka. That's what you're supposed to do. Okay, you can do more because it's a chesed, it's a this. But the mitzvah's chiyuvis of staka, the mitzvah of staka is that it's a Torah limited to a tenth. So then I stop. Then you don't have to do more. You're not obligated. It's not. It's different than there's by tefillin, shlulav. The Torah didn't limit it. So now you want to limit it because you're going to say there's a svara that you're going to go broke. So who said that's as far as a limit of mitzvah? But if the Torah itself limits it, then the Torah limits it. Right? That's sort of what we said. Just stop. I take it back. I was making it too good. I can't make it too good because if I said there's no mitzvah, that's the mitzvah, then I would slug up Tavis's raya from Avazei Vayivazei Yaiser Mechaymesh. So you have to say that even when it's more than a tenth, it's still a mitzvah overes. I was saying it too good and I was messing myself up. In other words, we don't want to have the same problem that we had that the Chofetz Chaim has. We want to be able to say that it's very good that Tavis brought a raya from Avazei Vayivazei Yaiser Mechaymesh because it is, Taka is a mitzvah overes. So even when it's stuck of more than a tenth, it's a mitzvah of eres. So it's always a mitzvah of eres. And always, when it's not Efshar De'acherim, it's a mitzvah of eres.
Maybe would this explain the Beis Yosef's Eini Yodea then?
Yes, so that explains the Beis Yosef holds in Svara, he's saying, how can you bring a raya from a place where it's a pasuk? It's not, you can only, here by Lulav, Esrig, whatever, all these cases that Tavis is doing as there's no pasuk. So Tavis brings a raya from Rabbi Gamliel. There was the Esrig, there's no pasuk. And on his own, this is a shir. By our Gemara, it's talking about where there's no pasuk. So there's no shir in the Torah. But you're bringing from Staka where the shir of the tenth is written in the Torah. So that's a special din by Staka. You can't apply it anywhere else. The Torah said, by Staka, there's a limit. What do I have to do with anything else?
But the Chomesh is not written in the Torah. That's why Tosfos gave it a raya.
Usha Hitzkinu, right? It's not. It's a Dinder Rabbanan. And if you would be mechuyev to spend a, what you mean the Torah says, but if you're not mechuyev to spend even a fifth. So why would, mean one second, once we're saying that you're not mechuyev to spend a tenth, so would that mean, I'm trying to figure this out. It's not called a mitzvah overes, because you know, once it's a bito mitzvah overes, just you're not obligated to do it. But so what are you, you know, there is, but you're not allowed to do it. Okay, it could be I'm not so good either, because what's the raya from Staka? If Staka has a shear that you're not obligated, and then maybe that's why Chazal were able to make a takana that it's usher. But other mitzvahs that you're obligated, it's also shver.
Meaning because if mitzvah is a tenth, then maybe that's why the Chachamim said you don't have to give more than a fifth.
Right. In other words, by staka, once you hit a tenth, you're not mechuyev anymore. Which means that when it comes to a fifth, you're for sure not mechuyev. So when Chazal asked you to give a fifth, they're asking you to do something that you're not mechuyev to do. But by esrig, you're mechuyev to take the esrig and lulav no matter what. So now Chazal came along and they said you can't do a fifth. They're putting an iser. They're putting an art of they're putting an you know, or mehechi teisi, you know, if you're mechuyev to do it, so they wouldn't say a fifth by esrog and lulav, because you're mechuyev.
Yeah, maybe so that's why I was suggesting. That's why I was suggesting yesterday that it could be we should say that if you're not allowed to give more than a fifth by one mitzvah, it doesn't make sense to say that you're mechuyev to give in a different fifth.
Okay, but I
again, not allowed just means as a per se rule.
I get the right to not like suggestions. That's my privilege.
But this is the hechrot. That was the hechrot.
Okay, I hear the hechrot, but okay. No, in other words, so let's just say over. In other words, Bishlam according to the Chafetz Chaim, you know, he's better in a sense. Because I mean, I guess we could say the same thing he says. We could probably say the same answer. In other words, I could say the same answer he says too. So, in other words, the Chafetz Chaim basically says that really there is no real raya from Mevazeh Vazeh Yosef Mishlish. Because that's a mitzvah she'ein overes, and over it's a mitzvah overes. We're just bringing a raya to a davar stadi that spending more than a fifth is called putting yourself in the danger zone of losing your money. We could say that too, but I thought that I was better because since I'm not saying that it's a mitzvah, since I'm saying that tzedakah is a mitzvah overes. So I thought I'm better, but in retrospect, I'm not better because even though it's not a mitzvah overes, but the ma'isa you're potter at a tenth. It's like the same as a mitzvah shein overes. Yeah.
Is Rebbe saying that, I'm just going to clarify it, is Rebbe saying by virtue of the fact that the shear is ma'isa that thereby you're not mechuyev in more than a tenth?
I don't know what the svar is. It's something like that. In other words, I was saying that the svar of the rabbeinu of the Beis Yosef is that there's a puzzling in the Torah that Tobeya the shear of Staka to a tenth. This is the Svar that the guy said. That the by Staka, the Torah gave a pasuk. It says, now by Esrog, the Torah doesn't give a pasuk. No right to make a binyanah because it could be that the fact that the Torah gave a shear to the mitzvah of staka could be a special din in Hilchos Staka that's the shear, just like you know and you cannot learn out to other mitzvahs, you can't learn out to other mitzvahs because the Torah gave a particular shear to staka. The problem is, and speaking out, is that we will still have the same problem as the Chafetz Chaim has. So if Lamaisa Staka is potter by a tenth, and other mitzvahs are not potter by a tenth, so how did the Chafetz Chaim bring a raya from a mevaze vayevaze yaser mechaimish? Maybe that's only by Staka where you're potter, but maybe other mitzvahs aren't potter, so there's no such thing. What was Titus's raya? So I have to say the same answer the Chafetz Chaim gave, that they're only bringing a raya to the fact that it's because that there's a danger of losing your money, and we won't have an answer for Binyamin Simon's question.
That's the danger of losing money, though, according to Rebbe, that you're not mechuyev to give in the first place. In the
Chavetz. Okay, but still, you see, this is why did I'll say I'm a vaze vaye vaze yosef mechomesh, because you might come into the danger zone of losing all your money. So we see that when you spend more than a chamesh, you could lose all your money. And here our Gemara says that when there's a chash losing all your money, you're not chayiv in a mitzvah overes. So yeah. 2 + 2 = 4.
Again, but the Bishlam and the Chafetz Chaim, where you are mechuyev in staka beyond a tenth, and potentially even beyond a fifth. So then the Chazal are saying, well, we don't want you to give beyond a fifth because shemi ya'anev yitzarech lebrius. But if you're going to say that Bichlal, you're really not mechuyev beyond a tenth, and the fact that the Chazal set a line at a fifth.
Oh, it's still a mitzvah kiyumis. No one will deny there's a mitzvah kiyumis of giving staka more than a tenth.
But it's not mutol adam. It's not mutol.
It's also not mutol. It's not a
mitzvah. No, it's not a mitzvah. It's muto on him. It's incumbent. It's incumbent. It's just that the fact is it's incumbent on more than one person, but it doesn't make
okay. It. That's not a mitzvah beres.
It's still
thing.
Still incumbent though. I mean, that's the only argument I could hear to.
All right. Okay.
I mean, I think that's pretty. It's a pretty borrowed distinction because again, let's remember the shear of a fifth is because we don't want stupid people making mistakes. Okay, we don't want stupid people giving a fifth when they shouldn't, and they'll be tzarech lebrius. Okay, so but we're not going to make a rule for stupid people if be'etzim yimachuyev. That's a very strong distinction.
Okay, but then you can say the same thing by a mitzvah overes and mitzvah sheino overes.
Again, that's why I was saying I could hear in Rebbe to say that I could hear in Rebbe's original mahalach in the Chavetz Chaim is that look, so close, so if it's mutal, it's mutal me'esa borei to do the mitzvah. There's no reason to distinguish between who mitzvahs if bein kach or bein kach. It's mutal to do the mitzvah.
Okay, I hear. I hear. Okay, but anyway, so again, let me just say that I think I've lost some people, maybe myself included, is the original question. I thought I made a mistake in Chesed. I apologize. I thought that when there are two questions on the floor. There's one question on the floor. Why did the Beis Yosef not accept the Rabbeinu Yerucham's Raya from Staka? The second question on the floor is, once you obviously say that Staka, according to the Beis Yosef, is different than every other mitzvah, so then how did the Rosh and Taivis bring a Raya to Staka from Ayvazim Ayvazim Yosef Mechaimish? The Chavetz Chaim answers both. We had a different answer to the first. I thought that by giving a different answer to the first, we avoid the second problem. I made a mistake. So the second question, we would probably need to give the same answer the other time. Shamir says it's no good. Okay. But the first question is where we have the two different answers. So let's just say it over. The first question is, why did the Beis Yosef not learn out that there's a shear, that you're obligated is a tenth by all mitzvahs overes, just like we find by Staka, that the shear is only a tenth. So the Chavetz Chaim says, because Staka is not a mitzvah overes. I don't know, Shamir doesn't agree with me, so I'm not saying we, but everyone we except for Shamir, don't have a problem with that, because the reason why he says that it's not overes is because it's Efshar De'Acherim. So you say, well, what about a case where it's Efshar De'Acherim? What about a case when there's no one else around? So then you should have, there is a case of Staka ain't overes. It's Deutlich, you're gonna say that the Chazal, when they gave the shear of a tenth, they're only speaking about some cases and not others. And even if you say that, so how could the Beis Yosef says Eini Yodea? You know, you should have realized that's what the Rabbeinu Yerucham meant. So I was not so happy with that shot. So obviously, I'm not going to argue with the Chafetz Chaim, but this is not halacha. This is just talking out. So we wanted to say that no, that really the Beis Yosef would also agree that Staka is a mitzvah overes. But the reason why he feels you can't learn from Staka is because there. It's not Chazal said this year. The Torah said this year. The Torah says it's in Meiser. By other mitzvahs, it's a Gemara. Our Gemara, Misvara de Nafshe, makes up a shear. Says that it can't be a third because you'll lose all your money. So that, Tavis has a right to say, if the Gemara, Misvara de Nafshe, says that you don't spend a third, then who are then in all mitzvahs? If Rabbi Gamliel, there's no pasuk by Esrik, and they say that you didn't have to do that, so that's who within all mitzvahs. But if by Staka there's a pasuk, so that's a din that is special for Staka. The Staka has its own personal gedara. No one's just like no one's going to say, oh, you have to make tefillin black. So we're going to learn out from there that every mitzvah you have to make black. That's a gedara of mitzvah tefillin. That tefillin is black. So there's a gedder, part of the gedarim of mitzvahs. You know, we said this by sukkah, the better example. That by sukkah, you know, you're potter when you're mitzayer. So most people learn because it's a chisarnet teishu tein taduro. but not everyone learns that way. I was saying, if you look in the Mishnah Brura, there's a daya that says that even if it's raining, there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah if you want to sit. You're just not mechuyev. Which means it's not a chisar and teshu kain to duro. It's just that you're, I think you've been there from the Arach Liner, that it's a tour, that Dura doesn't obligate you to be mitzdayer. But if you want to be mitzdayer, go, you could. So, the fact that Torah gave a shear by sukkah, we don't learn out from sukkah everywhere else. That's a special shear by sukkah. So Torah gave a special shear by staka. You don't learn it anywhere else. That's what we wanted to say. Okay, I think we should go further. Unless someone has something to say. Anyone?
I just wanted to say, meaning, two things that Rebbe's pshat still is better is lo yadati minayin, the lashon's much better, and also just the question that the Chavetz Chaim is saying tzedakah is efshar de'acherim. So what about if you're on a desert island? We're avoiding that problem too, right?
Right. Well, those two problems are connected. Theoretically, if you would say like Shamir, that even if you're on a deserted island, it's not a mitzvah. It's still not called the mitzvah beres. Then you would answer both questions. But okay, but I don't agree with Shamir.
I didn't realize that. Yes, right.
But okay. Anyway, anyone else have anything? All right, so then let's move on to the next Bir Halacha. And it's also a very interesting Bir Halacha. Okay, Afido Mitzoveris. So what does he say? That you don't have to spend more than a fifth, even for a mitzvah of eres. Right. In other words, it's really mashma that it's just interesting. If I'm just looking at the Rambam. I don't know if you people have a Mishnah Berurah in front of you. The Rambam says, "Umisheino esrig ushar mitzvah of eres, ein sarak levazei v'lav hon rav." Now, the way we're explaining it,
it's mashma that staka is not overis.
Why?
About a mitzvah overis. And then it says, just like they said, vazbez ali vazbez yosem mechomesh, and we're adding the afilo mitzvah overis.
Well, I don't know. He's adding it because I don't know. Mishaino Esther Goshar Mitzvah Veris and about the Mitzvah Veris. I don't know. That's what the Chazar was saying. He's telling you that Chazar was by a Mitzvah Veris. Even by a Mitzvah Veris. I don't think, it doesn't say there in the Kamosha Amru. Doesn't say by staka. It says I'm a bali bala yad mechomesh by a mitzvah veris. I don't know. I was just looking at the fact that he quotes in the brackets from the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's in a certain sense, it's a misquote because Rabbeinu Yeruchim, at least the way we're reading Rabbeinu Yeruchim, maybe the Bir Halachas changes, but the way most people learn Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that your potter, you don't even have to spend a tenth, right? According to us, it's a machlekes, the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, how much you have to spend. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim says you're not mechuyev to spend even a tenth. And the Rosh only says you're not mechuyev to spend a fifth. So to say that this is Rabbeinu Yeruchim is a little funny. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says the shear is a tenth. Well, you're saying, you don't have, I'm a vazev, I'm a vazev, and that's Rabbeinu Yeruchim.
I think the box quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim as making this statement, applying the statement of I'm a vazev, I'm a vazev, Yosef Mechomesh with relevance to a mitzvah beres.
Yeah, but I don't follow.
That is me to say, so this statement of saying with relevance to mitzvah veris, all your bazbiz,
yeah, that I understand, but But the Ramah is bringing it not as far as the din of Al Yavazeh. The Ramah is bringing it Ein Sarach Levazeh. The Ramah says Ein Sarach Levazeh. Mishenu Esther Goshar Mitzvah Ein Sarach Levazeh of Hain Rat. He brings a raya from Al Yavazeh Yosef Mechaimish. So it sounds like, I mean, you mean. You'll read the Ramah, Ein Sarach Levazeh, Hon Rav, you don't even have to spend a tenth. You know, like it's just a very misreading.
The Rabbi Yerucham says you have to spend a tenth.
I know, but you don't have to spend more than a tenth. So when he says, Ein Sarach Levazeh, Hon Rav, Ukimo Sha'amru, Mevazeh, Mevazeh, Yosher Mechomesh. So anyone who reads the Ramah walks out thinking that you have to spend more than a fifth. Right, that's the mashmos of the Ramah. The Ramah says that you're obligated, you don't spend a home rab. Like it says, mashma that more than a chaymish, you are obligated to spend. While the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is much clearer, much is more mako. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says you don't even have to spend a tenth. So it's like misleading to quote this statement from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is much more liberal, so to speak, than what's quoted. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says you don't even have to spend a tenth. And the Ramah doesn't say anything about not spending a tenth. The Ramah just says you don't have to spend a whole rav. And then he quotes him, Ayivada Yosef Mechaimesh. Doesn't say anything about not spending a tenth. So quoting
the Mishnah Berurah, might, you know, maybe touching on it. I'm not sure.
You have done the 10. Yeah, but when he says Efshar Yaneno, that's the base Yosef. But I don't think that's the Rabbeinu Yeruchim.
And we come from Chayv Lahoitzi Oischas.
Yes, and Oischas at the end he says, "Avo Efsher to be Yonenu Shemitzah Veres Garet Fei." But Chayv Tzad Chomesh Nechasim. That's the Beis Yosef Shita. But the Rabbeinu Yeruchim doesn't agree that way. I think he's just talking LaHalacha. LaHalacha. I know. I have to read this next. You know, because how he drags the Rabbeinu Yeruchim at the end. I forgot already. Parship Shad is Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Poshib Shat is a machlekes halacha between Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says you don't have to spend the tenth, and the Beis Yosef says Eini Yodea, where he got that from. So there's a machlekes halacha. Now, according to the Beis Yosef, we don't have a clear share. So when he says at the end of the Os Ches, that's the Beis Yosef Shita. That. You have to definitely spend a tenth and maybe even more than a tenth. But we don't know what the share is. That's the base. I'm just saying the brackets, the person who wrote in the Ramah, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, is a little funny. The bracket.
I'm definitely not answering Rabbi's kash or diak, but it's a little better that the Ramah says, Ein Sarach Levazeh Aleha Hon Rav.
Yes.
He doesn't say Chomesh. He says Hon Rav. It's a little bit ambiguous.
Right. But then on the other hand, when he brings his Ayivadi Yosef Mechaimesh, you know, that's
saying it's prohibited. I mean, it's saying that, like Kamosha Amru, that it's prohibited to spend a fifth because of Yistarach Labrius. And therefore, so too, you're not obligated to spend Hon Rav because of the concern of Yistarach Labrius.
So Hon Rav is more than a fifth. Ayivadi Hon Rav. And that would be a tenth. Kamosha Amru, Ayivazeh, by a fifth. Okay. It's a little hard reading.
Let's start in Katani.
Okay. Let's see this other again. Let's see this next Bir Halacha. Afiro Mitzvah Veres. Okay. Kain Tzarech Loimar Vekainu Mitzvah Yashin. Ratzalamar. Da'atam Mevazeh Lo Ayri Mitzvah Veres. This is the Chavetz Chaim Nishitaso. That he said in the last Mishnah Berurah, in the last Bir Halacha, that Stalka is not a mitzvah veres. Mikomagom dinu, the apo veres ain't zar levazeh hon rav. Okay, right. This is the Chavetz Chaim Mishita, so right, that he's saying that that's not a mitzvah of Veres. The guy only has Heisloim, he has repaid himself. Became the Indian Lado Serego. The Sham Marish ain't on the Chosim Klaus, who does Eilu Achamisha Sloim, Ein Sham. So it says in Kedushin that a person has to spend all his money to do pay the Heisloim, and he has to spend all his money to be out of the rego. Hey, the Indian Lado Serego. If he's sugi the Baba Kama, Shemeno Novea Dina Shachar, the Khan, Aina Mukhi of Love is called Shayesh, Obinia Mitzvah, Rak Af Rak Shnish Bay. So God gave A Mukhi, and for sure you don't have to give even a fifth, a third. And he even says a fifth. I don't know why he goes to a third. I mean, the Shachar Paskins, I guess he just means the Gemara. The Gemara is, even without the riot from Usha, the Gemara is Beferish and Baba Kama, a third for sure, your potter. So why? So he has a stira. The Gemara and Baba Kama says your potter clearly on a third. And Taisus extends it to a fifth. And here we find by pigeon a bed and Ados the Rego that you have to spend all your money.
Why can't that just be the exception to the rule?
It could be the exception to the rule if there's a reason why it's an exception. But we have no Mikori, we have no explanation why it's an exception. That's the trick. If you could explain why it's an exception to the rule, then you answered the problem. But the Chayra, there's no reason why it's an exception. Just like Tavis brought a Raya from Rabbi Gamliel by Esrig. What does Raya say? It's an exception. Teret says he had no Svara to make it an exception. But Enoch Hinami, that's what we have. That's structurally, that's the answer to the question. The question is, that pigeon of Ben and Alois and the other Rego is an exception to the rule.
But pigeon of Ben, that is the shear that the Torah gave. I don't know what the story with the other Rego is, but in pigeon of Ben, that's a shear that the Torah gave.
Yeah. So, that I don't know. In other words, it's different. It's different than Staka. By Staka, we were saying the Torah gave you a shear so you don't have to spend more. Here you're saying the Torah gave you a share, so you have to spend more. It's not exactly what we said. But
yeah, I don't know why would that be. The Torah also gave a mitzvah of lulav.
Right, get it lulav and esrog.
I don't really hear the difference. So,
lulav and esrog, the Torah didn't say that you have to spend a specific amount of money on. Here the Torah specifically is saying this mitzvah is a 25 shkalim.
No matter what.
Five
times. That's part of the fear. The Torah put Torah out, the Torah gave a share, bein the kula, bein the chumra. You don't have to spend, by lulav, you might have to spend $1 million if that's a third of your money. Here, the Torah limited the fear to a five shkalim. But on the other hand, sometimes it's a kula and sometimes it's a chumra. Torah says that here, there's an absolute thing. You got to do five shkalim. No matter how much money you got, a lot, a little.
What about Aliyah LeRego?
What?
Aliyah LeRego, there's no particular din.
Yes, I hear. Aliyah LeRego, that we wouldn't have this answer for it. But you never know. Where is it? The Gemara says that by Aliyah the Rego, you have to spend all your money to be Aliyah the Rego. Yeah, that I don't know. He doesn't. So Aliyah the Rego would still be shver.
That's talking about the cost of transportation, or is that talking about the carbonates? What are we talking about?
That's an excellent question. Regretfully, I don't know. I'm trying to look at the Bir Halacha. Does he say?
Because it could be, if it's just talking about going up to be a legal regal, that's also a fixed cost, so to speak.
Why is that a fixed cost?
Because it's an esrog. It depends. Okay, this is a nicer esrog. It's not such a nice esrog. It's worth this. Whatever it costs to go, that's what it costs. It costs $5 to get the bus fare. Then the bus fare. You got to pay the bus fare.
Where you're located. It depends how far you are.
So that's from wherever you're located. Assuming you're within radius.
I don't know. That doesn't sound so clear.
Say the same words by lulav. The mitzvah is to buy a lulav, no matter how expensive it is. No.
All right. I don't hear that so well. Yes. Okay. We have to. I don't know. So that's the Chavetz Chaim problem. It sounds like a pretty good problem. That if there's a din, that you don't have to go broke. Oh. So someone said, "What does Chavetz Chaim answer the question?" Anyone read it? What he says.
His Ein Lomar or his real answer?
His Ein Lomar.
Rabbi, there are other things we see that someone has to even take tzedakah money. It says by Arba Kaisis and other things, we do see concepts.
Arba Kaisis is a drabana. That's a whole special thing. Right. So someone said, as far as I don't remember, is it the Chavetz Chaim said, just my memory is that the whole svara is that you'll be an ani in yistarech lebrius. So by these cases, the guy's already an ani.
Yeah, that's the Chavetz Chaim's answer.
Right, that's his answer.
His real answer, not his Ein Lomar.
Right. So that's where does he say that? I forgot already where he said it.
He's already an ani. He says that he's already living from, you know, he's living day to day as far as his income.
Right. In other words, you know, it's not going to make such a difference. It's not going to make such a difference because he's already on the brink. You know, they're going to having another 5 shloim in the bank is not going to make you or break you. You know, that's what we always say in yeshiva. You know, it's not going to make us or break us. You know, sometimes. They're not, you have the money, you have the money, but it's not going to make, you know, once you're on those who are under a shiva, he's talking about catching the check on the first bounce, the second bounce, the third bounce, he said. All right, anyway. But in other words, since over there, we're talking about relatively small amounts, which would mean that if it would be either the rego and the guy, it costs a fortune of money to be either the rego, then ain't a chinami. It wouldn't be the same thing. You know, if you wanted to give either the rego, if it was a shas mechama, and you had to take a private helicopter to be either the rego, and it would cost you $10,000, so then you would not be mechuyev. It's only the din of the Gemara of either the rego. They have to spend your money. Is only in a case where it's a relatively small amount of money. And then since you're on the ring. So what comes out, according to Chavetz Chaim, is that we have a qualification of all this halacha then, no? Even by Esther, it'll be the same thing. When the Gemara says that you don't have to spend a third, a fifth, or maybe even a tenth of your money for a mitzvah, that's only if you're basically middle class, maybe upper lower class, I don't know, whatever, but you're basically within that the range. But if you're already an ani, if you're already in the realm of an ani, that you're up into the very, very low amount of money, then even for, it's a lav dafka for, you know, there's, Chofetz Chaim is learning that there's no difference between pidgin aben and halos regel and any other mitzvah. And it's just the only reason why they're chayiv is because you're already an ani. So the same that comes out, it's a very radical Chofetz Chaim that he's, you know, changing. You know, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say such a thing. Shulchan Aruch just says, our Taisus for sure doesn't say such a thing. You know, our Taisus just says, you know, you don't have to spend a fifth of your money, a third of your money, all your money. And according to Chofetz Chaim, it would depend. If you're an Ani, then you would be obligated to spend. You know, it's a pretty radical halacha. Right?
You can't make yourself to an ani, but if someone is already an ani, that doesn't mean he's pacha from all mitzvahs.
Okay, but it's a radical Chofetz Chaim because the simple reading of the Mechaber and the Taivis is that once you're an ani, it makes that there is each person based on what he is does not have to spend more than a fifth for a mitzvah. Now maybe an achinami, if that makes you pacha, makes you pacha. It depends on the case. But the Chofetz Chaim, it comes out not like that. By an ani, person who is, I don't know exactly what the gather of an ani is, but a person who's in the gather of an ani, he the maisa would not have to spend, he would have to spend all his money for a mitzvah, according to the Chofetz Chaim. Okay, I'd like to read the Chofetz Chaim inside, but I just want to, there's a side chick. There's a sefer Meir as HaGedolim. I know you people are familiar. Yesterday was his yard site. I think that's what I was told. Maybe 2 days ago, because yesterday during the day. I once took the guys in Israel. It was before any of your time, I'm sorry. When I was a Rebbe in Israel, I took the guys to him. He was Nifter already around.
One second, Rebbe. I was a Talmud of Rebbe in Israel.
Okay, did you ever go?
I don't think so.
He was Nifter like one of my first years in Eretz Yisrael. So this is already.
I was there about year number 9 or so, 8 or 9. Okay. Bava Kama, second round Bava Kama.
Okay, this is around 30.
28 years ago.
He was a very chashuv person. But anyway, he tells in this Maariv HaGedolim, it's a Gevaldik historian, it's related to Purim. So I'm just saying over. He says that they told Rabbi Yisrael, I have to say for you, I'm sorry. I got a little one here, that they told Rabbi Yisrael two stories. The Talmidim told Rabbi Yisrael two stories. He said that there was a certain rich gvir, or a chassidish rabbi, whatever, who went ahead, I think it was, who gave a $1 million, or the equivalency in those days, to build a shul, which was obviously pretty amazing, like the whole Europe was talking about that this amazing donation, and someone gave, you know, the whole money from A to Z to build the shul. And then the second ma'isa was that there was an ani and his son that came to town before Tainus Esther, and they went collecting, and they went ahead and they, you know, they collected a certain amount of money. So the son told the father, okay, let's go spend the money and buy some food so we have what to eat before the fast, after the fast. And the father, I don't think they didn't spend any money, but the father told the son they have to be mitzamsem, basically not spend too much money, not to buy too much food, because they have to go ahead and give it to Maxis Ashako. So they didn't buy too much food for after the fast, maybe a little bit before the fast. So the Rabbi Yisrael said that the story of the ani, that they didn't buy the food before the fast, is a bigger mitzvah than the person that gave the $1 million to the tzedakah. Right? It's a gevaldik story. Because you're not governed by, the, you know, it's by each person, it's governed by what he has. So for the ani to give the maxis a shekel when he doesn't have food for after the fast, He said it was a bigger Indian than for that rich person who gave his $1 million. Right. Anyway.
The story is also in Alein L'Shabeach by Rav Zilberstein.
What?
I saw it this past weekend.
Oh, aye. I thought I had a good story that no one knows.
It's also Mefurish Yisod Yisrael, Rabbi.
Oh, okay. That it could be. Okay, but it comes in the Iris HaGadayim. It's in there, this story. Okay, I'm looking for the story because I probably said it wrong in some of the details. But basically the story, I can't find it. I thought I had it marked off, but I don't see it. Anyway, okay, it's a very good sefer, Maris HaGadayim. It's having a very beautiful sefer, a Zaychik.
Okay, Rebbe mentioned in the beginning of Shir that it's a strange phenomenon that certain Gedolim had very small yeshivas. When I was in yeshiva, I think it was Rav Zaychik that Rebbe quoted. I don't remember the details of the shmooze, but that there's a Gemara that someone gave someone else a bracha, a whole list of milas, a bucky, a chum. Oh, it's Rav Plushinsky? Okay.
What happened was I went with Rabbi. We were in the year of the yeshivas in Israel. The Rav Plushinsky asked us. We used to go to Plushinsky. He asked us to come to his shul, to daven shuas by him in the morning, because he had trouble getting a minyan. You have to imagine how, you know, Rachmanis. He couldn't get a minyan on shuas night in the morning. You know, so we had to walk from Sanhedrin Rechevet to a half hour away to help him with a minyan. We also used to help him with a minyan Rosh Hashanah. He couldn't get a minyan. Anyway, so we walked over there Shuas night, and I was so tired because, but I don't know why, but I was just so tired. And they were davening with the slowly screaming. You know, and anyway, finally the davening's over. I want to leave. He says, no, you have to stay for the Kiddush. Okay, the rabbits and cheesecake. Okay. No. During the Kiddush, of course, there's a Dvar Torah. Oh, no. But he said this Dvar Torah that you're quoting, that there's a Gemara that the Yavetz, I think it was the Yavetz, but I'm not sure, that they asked him, not the Yavetz that we famous, but it was the Yavetz in the Tanakh, that I'm not sure, maybe it wasn't the Yavetz, that they asked him to come, he was to become the Nasi. And he said he only agrees to be the Nasi if he's given like five brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one bracha is that he shouldn't have any Yetzirah. And one bracha is that he should be the biggest Baal Mechadesh. And one bracha is that he should be able to have the best memory. And one bracha was that he had to, should have Talmidim. So Rav Plushinsky said a shmooze. He went through each bracha and says, he had apparently you could have all the others and still not have this one. So he got up to the one of Talmidim. He's like, the person can have the biggest tzaddik in the generation. The person can be the biggest Talmud Chacham of the generation. He can have the biggest chedushim and still not have any Talmidim. Yeah.
That was him.
Yeah, that's what he sort of smiled when he said that. Got that impression.
Does Rebbe know offhand where that chazal is or no?
I do, but I don't, not offhand. Offhand is maybe too hard of a question. I wrote it up somewhere, but it's no, I don't know offhand. And I can look it up. I'll try and send it to you. I don't know, I'll have to try and send it to you.
Thank you, Rabbi.